We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are. Hey.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning,
that's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today? Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA.
Hey. Hey, fam, hey, you're low.
I'm low.
Oh, there we go.
Good morning,
Yee. Okay, no, you're fine now. Calm down.
Okay, good. That means there was something that they did on the board.
You might be a little high right now.
A little high. Too high now.
A little too hot.
Am I
okay,
too hot now?
There we go.
I'm too sexy. I'm too sexy for this mic. Too sexy for
Slow
this
down.
Mic. No, it's not working. Well, come on in, everybody. It's Wednesday.
I thought he'd say it differently today.
Well, Charlamagne's not here. Okay. Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
There you go. Wednesday.
All right, I need everybody to stop yelling in my ear. Okay.
You just told me I was too low. Now am I good?
All right, I think it's better. Okay, well, good morning. Happy Wednesday. What part of the world are you in now?
I am in Detroit. Yesterday I was in, of course, Fort Lauderdale in Miami, figuring everything out for Coachella Miami. And yesterday I had to fly to Detroit to make sure everything was good. Everything is great. And I'm excited about everything that's going to happen. Of course, the Detroit Coachella is October 30th, just in time for Halloween. And Miami is 12-12, so just in time for the holidays. So I can't wait to meet you guys, my family to see you guys. We're going to be doing trick-or-treating and all types of holiday stuff. So get your tickets if you haven't got it already. Coachella, it's going to be a great time.
All right. I'm over here trying to descale my coffee machine, and I cannot figure this out. This is too complicated.
Now, yesterday you were telling me that you had a problem with your roof, that they were fixing your roof. Is it all fixed? Everything good now?
Man, I hope so. Yes. So they fixed the roof. It took 2 days for them to get everything together. And then now they're telling me, now, I don't know, I might need a second opinion. Now they're telling me I need to rebuild the stairs outside of my house.
That might be possible.
Not just, like, fix them, but, like, take them out and rebuild them.
Yeah, if it has too much water damage, that has to be done. I had to do that to a balcony recently. If the water rots the wood, they have to rebuild it, put new wood in there. And now they use this thing called fiberglass, which is it's like a layer that they put over the wood that protects it pretty well. So that might be possible. Or they might be trying to just get some money out of you. So,
well, this is a brownstone, so it's not wood. You know, it's like the brownstone material.
Oh, I mean, so those can still get ruined, you know, with the water and depending on the flow of the water. So those came too. So it could be. I would get a second opinion just in case.
Yeah, I mean, all this is expensive. But then again, I look at it like this, right? It's more expensive in the long run if you don't handle things in your house that
Correct.
Go wrong. As a lot of us have learned, when things go wrong, you let it sit for too long, and then you're like, man, I should have been took care of that. Now it's costing me way more money. So,
well, Correct. Good morning, home improvement.
Hey,
home improvement in the morning. House hunters.
Home improvement 101,
even home,
yes.
It's not even home improvement. It's things that, like, you can't not do your roof. And then now they're telling me I need to redo my stairs. It's just kind of like when you take your car in to get fixed, and then they find all these things and like, oh, you also need to take care of this. You need to take care of this. I don't know if it's true or not.
That's why a lot of people don't bring their cars in. That's why when they got to go to oil change, they go to Jiffy Lube or the, you know, the $20 one. Because when you go to the dealer, they'll be like, well, this engine light is on. You need this. You need that. You need this. You need that. And it didn't wind up a $20 trip wind up costing you $200-$300.
Well, you know what y'all need to do? You need to change your perspective, because at least y'all have the money to afford to fix your roofs and your staircases and things of that nature. Because there's a lot of people out there going through those same things and they can't even afford to do that.
Oh, I've been there.
I said that yesterday. It's okay to still be stressed about things. It's still stressful.
And you know what I did? I would drive that car without an oil change to about 40, 50 to the dead.
Okay, because
I couldn't afford it back in the day.
Then your engine's going to end up locking up on you. Then you're not going to have no money for an engine.
Well, that happened too. But, you know.
But that's why I'm saying certain things you have to do. Like, you have to take care of it, because it'll get even worse if you don't.
All right.
That is what it is.
Home improvement
in the morning.
Now, this morning, Rick Ross will be joining us this morning.
Rose. Yes,
he has
a
new book out. Mm-hmm. Y'all know name?
Yes, indeed.
I do. I've been reading it. Actually, I read it already. It's called The Perfect Day to Boss Up: A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire.
Okay.
So he actually mentions the Breakfast Club in the book, too. And an incident that he had up here when you read the book. You'll see him talk about that. He was talking about when he came up here and I asked him why he didn't have any women signed to his label. And then he made a quote off the cuff remark that basically was saying he would end up sleeping with them if he did. Oh. And how he just was saying something that he knew would be like a quick bite viral remark. Right. And it ended up being something that he had to apologize for. But it turned into a bigger deal.
Yeah,
and he talked about having to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, it happens. If you talk a lot, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have one or two of those.
A couple of them. It happens to the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Man, so what is Joe Biden gonna talk about on Thursday? Apparently, there's some issues that he needs to address when it comes out to a new strategy against the Delta variant.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
All right. Well, let's start with what is happening that our president has to address on Thursday. He's going to be talking about some new rules when it comes to controlling this Delta variant. So right now they're saying as kids are going back to school, about 250,000 kids have tested positive for COVID in the past week. So right now they make up about a quarter of the people of the new cases of COVID in the United States. Now, in addition to that, Joe Biden has addressed the climate change issues. As you know, in New York City, there was all this flooding going on. He actually visited Queens and New Jersey yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
I'm going to be heading from here to Glasgow in Scotland for the COP meeting, which is all the nations of the world getting together to decide what we're going to do about climate change and have zero emissions, net emissions by 2050. By 2020, make sure all our electricity is zero emissions. We're going to be able to do these things, but we've got to move, and we've got to move the rest of the world. This is code red. They've been warning us the extreme weather would get more extreme over the decade, and we're living in real time now.
Yeah, I mean, truth to the matter, guys, I think everyone is just doing their best, but it's above us now. The earth is rebelling, okay? Humans knocked the earth bucked, and the earth is resetting itself. And I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. I know it makes us feel better to think we can, but what if we can't?
Well, that's not the way to think. We got to think that we can. I mean, we want kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. We got to make sure that we protect the earth as much as possible.
Of course, but what if that's not in the cards? I know it makes us feel better to be in control, but what if we not? Which I don't think we are.
I mean, there's definitely things that we can do to help protect the environment more.
Like what?
Like going green and getting solar panels.
Okay.
There's definitely things that can be done.
They've been saying that for decades, though.
Well, even the cars.
And then also with cars starting to be electric. Yes, with cars.
They've been saying that for decades, too.
No, but it's going to happen.
I mean, it is happening.
5 years.
What if it's too late is what I'm saying? Because the weather is very extreme. Flooding in New York City and New Jersey, earthquakes everywhere, tornadoes. It's like, we might be past the point of no return.
I don't think you just say, well, we give up. We're not going to try.
Yeah, we just don't lay down.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what if... You know, I know it makes us feel better to be in control, but what if we're not? That's all I'm saying.
What if we can?
Now, yeah. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
You're so doubtful this morning. Send me some healing energy or something.
You really definitely woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Listen, I'm definitely sending healing energy. The earth is absolutely healing itself. The earth is sending out healing energy. Are y'all paying attention? That's what I want to know. Humans been nucking and now earth is bucking. That's all I'm telling you.
Stop all right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Sean from Brooklyn.
Sean from Brooklyn, get it off your chest, bro.
Man, they're talking about this weather and global warming. I mean, let's be real. They show us every day and they tell us that they're controlling the weather. Look at Dubai. Dubai had 122 degree heat. They made it rain. They tell us what's going on and then we sit there and listen to the other rhetoric after they already told us what's real.
I mean, they did say that in Dubai. They said they needed rain and it made it rain, which was crazy.
Come
so,
on.
I mean, you might be on to a little something.
I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. They tell you, but it's up to you to pay attention. It don't cost nothing to pay attention.
Hey, they might have made it rain, but they didn't make it 120 degrees.
They didn't make it 120 degrees? Understandable. It's going to be hot. It's been hot since the beginning of time.
No, it has not, sir. This is some of the highest heat on record. What are we talking about here? 120 degrees is not normal. In the next 10 years, things keep going the way that they are, which I don't see how they're going to reverse it. Things keep going. We might not even be able to go outside in the summertime. You know how much 120 degrees is?
Yeah, I don't think it was 120, though. I think he was exaggerating a little.
But at the same time, they're creating the heat because they're doing it. It's all about money.
It's all about money. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, and the weather in Dubai is usually about, it goes from 100 to 106. And he says rarely does it go to 112.
Oh, no. Italy got, I think it was Italy that got like that this summer. Italy got to like 116 degrees.
Hello,
matter
who's
fact,
this?
119. I'm looking at it right now.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jay from Las Vegas.
Hey, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to ask Charlamagne, what's the white privilege card you guys are always talking about? What does that mean?
What's the white privilege card?
Yeah, what you always talk about? What does that mean?
White privilege card is always getting the benefit of the doubt.
So what's a black privilege card?
Black, for me, a black privilege card is just a privilege and an honor to be black. That's all. It's something spiritual. I tap into, you know, the spirits of my ancestors and know that, you know, there's something greater controlling me and mine. I always say white privilege is something systemic. Black privilege is something spiritual.
All right, Charlamagne. You have a blessed day, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
So he wanted to know. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello? Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Capo. What is doing, Andy? What's going on?
Capo, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Not much. I want to get it off my chest because y'all be peddling back and forth.
last year around this time, y'all were talking about Kamala Harris and Biden, election time and voting them in. Now y'all been hush about it. What's up? Why y'all not bringing them to the fire? All the crazy.
I haven't been hush about it.
We talk about them damn near every day.
Charlamagne put them on blast. Charlamagne be putting them on blast. But yo, what's up? What's up, man? Why things going on the way they're going on around this place, man?
What do you mean?
Politics, musicians bugging out, actors bugging out, doing crazy stuff. What is this world coming to?
It's called America.
Charlamagne said, yo, we need healing. This world needs healing.
Definitely.
I said
humans nuck in the earth bucks. That's
where you coming from, bro? Where you coming from?
Oh, he dropped and passed out. One of the two. Long night last night.
Yeah, long night last night. Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
This is Takara.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Oh, no, there's nothing to get off my chest. I got three things to say. One, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yours is 2 days before mine.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Happy belated to you.
Well, thank you. And the last time I called, I don't think Charlamagne was here. But anyway, good morning, all of y'all.
Good morning, Queen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela. And the last thing, I think I skipped the second one because I'm so happy I actually got through. But anyway, the last thing I wanted to say is I started using out today, and I want everybody to know, don't give up on yourself. You might be going through it, but as long as you keep pushing, you'll get what you want eventually.
That's right.
I love that.
Be optimistic as long as you keep your head to the sky.
Well, you have a great day today, Mama. Damn, right?
Stop calling. Why you call her Mama? Man, one of my homegirls called me Pop Pop last night, but I felt so old. Salute to Naja, my homegirl Naja. That's Angela Rogers' assistant. She called me Pop Pop. Like, God damn, how old you think I am?
All right, Pop Pop. All right, now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Lil Nas X and his baby registry.
All right. You know what? All right, we'll get into the rumors
his
next.
His baby registry should be pre-orders for his album.
That's what it should be. That's all it can be. But we'll talk about it next. It's the Breakfast Club.
It's actually quite nice. You'll like it. It's a good thing.
All right. Rumors up next.
The Breakfast Club.
Spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it all started with a post from Lunel. She said, have a drink, smoke a self-rolled or dispensary-rolled joint. Leave the effing scissor, Molly, and cocaine alone. You might be next, and all you were trying to do was party. This ish is no joke at all. The dope dealers are killing people, but hey, you don't have to listen to me. R.I.P. She said, please, y'all, come on. Let's not keep playing Russian roulette with your life. It's not worth it. I know your kids don't want to listen to me, but do it for your mother, your kids, your family, yourself. Praying for us all. This is not a game. Well, Jocelyn, for some reason, did not like this post. And she said, tell this fat hoe to stop eating. That also can kill you. She a burger away from a heart attack. And you talking about someone just died for whichever reason that she's not even sure about.
Damn.
Effing pig. Put the plate down. Pig, pig, pig.
Why do people get mad when you simply tell them to not do drugs?
And then Lunel responded to my physical brothers, don't read this morning after 4 back-to-back deaths and one person critically ill in the hospital within a very short time. I felt compelled to plead with my people to subside in recreational deadly drug use of Molly, scissor, and cocaine, etc. Well, someone got obviously triggered and they are mad. This is what I received from Ms. Hernandez. I am over here packing for the next movie I'm about to start filming and excited about my comedy show this weekend at the Stress Factory and the World War III comedy tour I'm on, unbothered. My family and friends, however, are quite offended, and this is their response. Gonna go make me a smoothie. And then she put hashtag swipe, and she posted some of the responses to Jocelyn.
I mean, just say no. There is no right way to do the wrong thing. Like, I want to send all the people battling with drug addiction healing energy, and we need to get, you know, those individuals the help they need. It's really just that simple. But what was wrong with Lunel's message?
I didn't see nothing.
I mean, it's heartbreaking seeing people who are dying and getting these drugs from these drug dealers that are laced with fentanyl.
Absolutely.
And other things that they don't know what's in it. So it is dangerous. And I'm sure that she has people close to her, like she said, who have just died. So she was expressing how she felt.
Yeah. Now, question, what do we do at this point? You know, because, you know, people are using drugs. They don't know what they're taking. They don't know where they're getting it from. They're getting it from a local drug dealer. So what happens now?
I think we got to get
legalized cocaine.
You got to get those people help for their addiction.
There's a lot of people on cocaine, bro.
America got a lot of money and resources to help those people. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people on drugs.
Just like
bro.
They got a lot of money and resources to help white people that are addicted to opioids. You know? Same exact thing. And you got to get those drugs.
That's why they're saying in other countries, they're able to test drugs to see what's in it. So you know what you're taking. But, I mean, the truth to the matter is, it's been a campaign, just say no to drugs, that hasn't worked. You know, you can tell people you can get them help, but it is a sickness. The addiction is a sickness. It's a disease.
Yeah, I think that's the root of the problem, right?
The root of the problem is the addiction. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to find a right way for people to do the wrong thing, the root of the problem is the addiction. Let's help people with their addiction.
You got to scare the ish out of people. I remember as a kid when I used to see them commercials, it scared the ish out of me. I didn't want my brain on drugs, like, honestly. So I never was nowhere near it. I don't really see those commercials anymore.
Out of jail on parole that are failing drug tests. You know what I'm saying? That know they're going to end up going back to jail and still doing it. It's not an easy thing to just be like, say no.
That's why we got to help. That's why we got to help those people heal. Like, this country got more than enough resources where they could help people
and
heal.
And you think about why people are doing drugs in the first place and what they're trying to escape.
There's just a lot of different things. It's all part of the healing process.
All right, now London on the track. His child's mother, Ebony, is saying that she trashed Summer Walker because he promised that he would pay her. Now, she had some out of nowhere just started complimenting him on social media, even though previously she hadn't had the nicest things to say about him. And now she's on social media saying that all she said the other day was cap. She said, basically, she did that because he promised to pay her. She said, at the end of the day, I cooperate with London whenever his mom has time to spend with Paris, because London just does ish for the cameras for sure. Summer was right. So good for her for getting her and her daughter a better man, because allegedly Summer Walker has a new boyfriend. She said, London is play. She went on to say, all that I said about the other day about London was cap. He promised he was going to pay me to make him look good, and now he's acting broke. London thinks he can manipulate every situation he encounters. He's a snake for sure. He's got so many faces. He just takes turns playing whoever, whenever, wherever benefits him at the time. You know, it's annoying, but all this stuff is playing out over social media. And at the end of the day, there are children involved who will one day see all of these things. So hopefully they all can figure out how to co-parent and coexist too.
Charlamagne, send us some healing energy.
I'm sending everybody in that situation all of healing them. Energy.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
My goodness. All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about? Anything positive, please?
All right. Well, what social media app is overtaking YouTube now in U.S. average watch time?
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like a million bucks, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with YouTube. Now, what app is getting more watching time than YouTube? Well, according to a new report from app analytics firm App Annie, they said that TikTok overtook YouTube in the United States average watch time. So TikTok is still ahead in time spent overall because of its 2 billion users compared to TikTok, which has roughly 700 million. But when it comes to U.S. average watch time, TikTok, more people are watching that than YouTube.
I thank God I am not in that number. I am not on the talking of the ticks. I don't have one. Don't go over there. Don't even know who all over there.
All right. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a bill that bans 24-hour and drive-through voting. And he also has new hurdles on mail-in ballots. And he also has empowered partisan poll watchers. Here is what he had to say.
I'd be astonished if a law like this was not challenged in court. I feel extremely confident it will be upheld in a court of law, because exactly what we've said, it does make it easier for people to be able to go vote. No one who is eligible to vote will be denied the opportunity to vote. It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
You meant to say coloreds, not cheaters.
Right. This is definitely going to restrict voting access for marginalized voters, particularly people of color and people with disabilities, because what they're saying now is last year they offered drive-through voting and 24-hour early voting, in particular Harris County, where is where Houston is. But now the bill restricts the hours that counties can offer early voting to between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. And it prohibits things like what was used in Harris County when a garage at the Toyota Center, which is where the Houston Rockets play, was among the venues that residents could use to vote from their vehicles. It also blocks counties from sending unsolicited mail-in voting applications, even to people who are over the age of 65 and therefore automatically qualify to vote by mail. It places new rules around mail-in voting, and it also gives more protection for partisan poll watchers and sets new limits on those who help voters, including people with disabilities, cast their ballots.
Well, another voter suppression law signed right in our faces. And when you got the white supremacy court upholding voting restrictions in Arizona, you have to know the tone has been set. It is above us now. Those Republicans are so gangster. Drop on the clues bombs for Republicans for not being cowards. Okay.
Don't drop a bomb for what they're getting through, though.
The Democrats have tried every political strategy but courage. At some point, you have to stand up to the bully. All right. And the Republicans
now, Kamala
are
Harris,
bullies.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden took to Twitter and said, Kamala said the new voting law in Texas signed by Governor Abbott is one of the most restrictive in the nation. The bill limits the options that enabled a historic number of Texans, especially citizens of color, to vote safely in our last election. Now, Biden said we're facing an all out assault on our democracy. We need to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act to protect the sacred right to vote. I urge Congress to send them to my desk immediately.
Yeah, tweet
should've
it away.
Went to TikTok. That's what they should have went to TikTok. Got more listeners.
You want the same people who are clearly for voter suppression to agree with you to vote for the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights bill. Wow. Okay. Let's see how
that
works out.
Also in Texas, Governor Abbott is defending his new abortion law, and he's also said that he will eliminate somehow all rapists. Now, this law does ban abortion, as we talked about, as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, even if a woman has been raped or incest has been committed. And here's what he had to say about forcing victims of rape to give birth.
Why force a rape or incest victim to carry a pregnancy to term?
It doesn't require that at all. It provides at least 6 weeks for a person to be able to get an abortion. That said, however, let's make something very clear. Rape is a crime, and Texas will work tirelessly to make sure that we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out and arresting them and prosecuting them and getting them off the streets.
Okay, you should do that anyway. But yeah, good luck. And that is your front page news, right?
All right.
Texas.
I think I know what he's trying to say, but it just that was confusing.
Came off wrong. All right. Well, when we come back, the biggest boss, Rosé, will be joining us. Rick Ross will be here. He has a new book. We're gonna chop it up with Rick Ross when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Rick Ross.
What's happening, family? What's happening, everybody?
What about those thighs, Rosé? What about those thighs?
What about those thighs? We made history with Thigh Stop, man. We created that with just an idea during the pandemic. We realized it was a chicken wing shortage. One time for Charlie Morrison and the whole team at Wingstop, man, and we just made history. And it's looking like we finna keep going because it's winning big. Everybody love them thighs.
Did any other chicken parts come in yet, or is it still a shortage?
No, we still focusing on those wings and those thighs.
Now, listen, you have this new book out, The Perfect Day to Boss Up.
Yes, indeed. You know, Ross, the introduction to the book is The Fungus Was Among Us. Are you staying fungus free?
I'm trying to stay fungus free. And the reason the intro to the book was The Fungus Was Among Us was because I was just coming down off of COVID. I was just coming down off the fungus.
Damn.
And my case of fungus was vicious.
Really? How bad was it?
Oh, man, that was the first time my can't get hard in 2 weeks. That was the first time in my whole life I had the fungus.
Hey, you know they say that's one of the long-term effects of COVID.
No, don't tell me that.
No, for
I'm
real.
Back, though. Rosé back, baby. Rosé back.
But you was taking care of yourself. I saw you on the gram. You was at the house. You wasn't really playing around like that.
No, this was before
the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was at the promised land, so I was still doing what I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We were still staying busy. We got a lot of space to move around, so you know, I ain't tripped.
You didn't even know what COVID was, though, right? When you first got it, because it was
I had it before, you know, they said what it was, you know? So I just knew the situation I was in. I couldn't lay down and breathe. I had to sit up in the chair and I said, damn, if I go to the hospital, you know, my doctor and them going to trip. So I just had, you know, my loved ones around me showing me a lot of love. And I sat up. I just was watching Forensic Files 24 hours a day.
Right. And that's when you discover certain things that you want to do. Some people are like, I'm going to just figure out other ways to make money. Some people are like, I'm going to just take this break right now. But you still kept on working. And part of the reason why you wrote this book, from my understanding, is because of the pandemic, right?
Right. I actually wrote it during the pandemic. Me and Neil, you know, he flew down 3 weeks at a time, kicking it with me. He may leave for a week, come back 3 weeks. And he just recording and writing down everything I'm saying. And I would start 6:30 in the morning and just go about my day. How do we take advantage of this time? How do we capitalize on every day we have? Right now I'm sitting here, I have my engineer truck print out these my 19 current partnerships that I have. Wow. How do we continue to elevate and go to these next levels? How do we stay ahead of the curve? How do I stay ahead of my partners having to even call and make a request for anything? You don't. I'm a boss. I'm gonna make sure everything is visible. That's what this is about. So that's what the whole book was about. We gotta continue to move. So I got up in the morning, started getting on my IG more, my story more, just staying in touch with my fans and answering the questions they ask the most.
As a business owner, how did your franchises weather the pandemic, Ross?
Well, during the pandemic, man, we actually did maybe better than we ever have. By Wingstop being a small, you know, you come in and pretty much pick up what you need and go. The major restaurants had to close down when Wingstop was still open. Mm. And then we know once them PPP checks hit, them boys wanted them wings. Them boys wanted them thighs. They wanted their ranch dressing, baby. They turned up. Wingstop was like never before. I'm going to keep it all the way real.
And you opened another Wingstop franchise during the pandemic as well.
Oh, man, we kept working on this side. And to me, that's what being a boss was about. And every time I came to, you know, and sat down with you guys, I made sure I reiterated the fact that when I came in the game, I told them every day I was hustling. And I meant that just so they could get an idea of the type of hustler I was before we came in the game. And during the pandemic, shit, I ain't see nobody else still moving like Rosé. I'm going to keep it real, man. Shit, I bought 20 more cars during the pandemic. We kept going like it wasn't nothing because we doing this for real. And that's why we writing these books so the youngsters could really, it's a difference between the ones who talking about it and the ones who really could show you about it.
I think I want to bring a Wingstop to my hometown, Ross. We got to talk about that.
That's too easy. Let's do it. As soon as we get off the phone, let's chop it up. Let's make it happen. We could be partners.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of these commandments in the book, man. Chapter 16, never lay your Jesus piece face down.
Never. Never. You got to always hold the big homie at the highest. At the highest. When anybody print anything for me at the top, don't give me nothing if it don't say God is the greatest at the top. And so that's just one of them things I came up with a long time ago. You never lay your Jesus piece face down. You got to make sure he faced up. Let the sun shine.
Was there ever a time you laid it down and it wasn't face down and then something didn't go right?
I'm sure it has. You know, nobody told me that. That was just through experience. That's something you got to see and damn. And you got to sit back and really what this mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to value that.
All right, we got more with Rosé when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Rick Ross. Yee.
Now, you're talking about those partnerships that you have, that list of partnerships in front of you. One thing you discuss in the book is also making sure that partnerships you do make sense, right? It's authentic to who you are as a person. And you even talk about Evander Holyfield, and he didn't have the right partnerships. And that's part of the reason why he wasn't able to sustain the lifestyle that he had. So when it comes to you and your partnerships, what makes sense for Rick Ross? And what are some of those partnerships that you have now?
Well, if it's naturally something that I naturally adore, is it something that I naturally love? When it comes to cannabis, we got our own strand, Collins Ave. I look forward to us opening, me and Burner opening our first dispensary on Collins Ave. It's gonna make $1 million a day. So when I look at my partnerships from Bamboo, Vion, McQueen, you know, I love cognac, I love champagne. Rosé was a nickname, you know, years back. Ethica, that's just the lifestyle. Rap Snacks, Wingstop, Checkers, Gate City Athletics. You know, we finna help the athletes go to the next level. We finna show them how the business go. Now that the youngsters in college could get money, that's what we finna do, you know what I mean? Double MG, our partnership we just did with Dreas Nightclub, the number one nightclub in the United States. You know what I mean?
That's what's that? Was that for a residency?
Of course it is. You know, Rosé just did one of the biggest residencies in the history for a rap artist with Dreas. Our last performance, man, LeBron was at the door. James Harden, everybody was in there. It was just, people couldn't get in.
Dang.
It was oversold. Some of the biggest athletes in the world was outside. I saw homies DMing me. I thought everybody got hacked that night. You know, one time for G Sheba, cryptocurrency. Man, and the list goes on, but if it's something that I love, it's not work to me. I'm going to wake up and squeeze it in there. I'm going to rep it for no reason. Now,
have you ever done something?
Have
you ever done something just for a check? Yeah, just for a check and felt like it was a mistake?
I'm sure I've done something just for a check, because you're not going to see everybody's vision. But do you respect the vision? You understand? Everybody not going to see your vision. Everybody not going to see your value. But do they respect it? That's what it's about. So have I done something for a check? I'm sure I have. But have I turned down a check? I done turned down big checks, seven figures for a cigarette company. I told them I don't smoke squares, homie. I'm not even gonna push that. Cannabis, I love. It helped me with my seizures. It helped me rest. It helped me with my diet. It could go on. It's a lot of positive things with that. But I don't smoke cigarettes. So I had to leave that. And I ain't gonna lie, that hurt Rosé to leave that big bag on the table like that.
Your hustle determines your salary. Break that down, Rosé.
Yeah, your hustle determines your salary. How hard do you really want to go? It's up to you. Have you ever even considered being an owner? Have you ever even thought about being a CEO? Or did you want to be the best employee? Because if you a great employee, you most definitely could work your way up to being a CEO. Now it's just on you. How hard are you going to go? I went so hard at a point to where I began to have seizures, because for a decade I would only sleep for 2 and 3 hours. But this is what I wanted. I wanted one room in my crib to be like this. Just one room. But that's what I wanted. I wanted the wood floors to be oak. Oh man, what kind of tree is this? Yeah. You feel me? And I meant it. I meant it though. You feel me? When you look back there and see the wood horses that were shipped from wherever with the gold, that's what I wanted. But I meant it. I meant it. We wasn't bullshitting. I wasn't joking. So your hustle got to determine your salary. How hard you want to go? Do you want to be on a quarter acre? Or do you want to be on 400 acres? Mm. Because you could do it.
Now, when you talk about yourself getting into the game, right, it took you 10 years, really, you talk about, until hustling popped off. But during that time, you were really preparing yourself. You had a lot of ups and downs, and certain points it felt like, is this really going to happen? And so we always tell people, don't give up. You know, it's right around the corner. But is it ever time to tell somebody this might not be for you?
I wouldn't tell them that. I wouldn't have that on my conscience. Because I'm sure it's only so much. How long did somebody want to tell Rosé that? When everybody was on the pool side at the pool, go, 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 go. And I'm the only one that's sitting there thinking about getting $1 million. Our city was twerking and chicks, and you know how many times I can only imagine somebody wanted to tell me that? because there were so many people that turned their back on me. It was so many people that didn't help me. So I'm sure they wanted to say, God damn, homie, you talking about this and talking about that, man. This shit ain't nothing, man. Talk about the girls and all that. But God damn, how they feel now? How you feel? Can they even sleep at night? Well, if they can't sleep in the situation they in, I know they couldn't sleep with 20 million cash next to them.
Damn. Let's talk about mastering the art of the L, Rosé. I don't want to give the whole book away, but it's some good shit in here.
You got to master the art of the L. This is a great book. I suggest everybody go pick it up. But you got to master the art of taking the loss, because life is a beautiful struggle, brother, and you will take losses. You will take a loss. Now, how will you take that loss determines on, was it really a loss? You could have a fist fight and the knock you out cold. But when you get right back up, let's run it again. You ain't did nothing. Damn, did he really take a L?
Mm.
It's a difference. Rosé done took a lot of L's, but was it really an L? Or was it really just experience? Was it really knowledge? Because I never got up from a situation that held my head down. I'm going to dust my ball mane off and I'm going to go get it. And when I think about it, that's what I came in the game looking for. I came in the game looking for the L. What's happening? I done been on the sideline for 15 years. What's next? I'm going for the top. And whoever don't like it, boy, they got to feel me. And that's what it was, because I had mastered the L so long before. I never had that fear. And I can only imagine trying to be great or trying to work your way up to the top. If you fear losing, you may not make it.
What's been
you're going to be scared to do a bunch of different shit.
What's been your biggest L, Rosé?
I don't know. Rosé done had a few of them. And I'm still here. A lot of times I done told myself, I was just writing a rhyme the other night and I said, you was born dead, but you still breathing. So was you really? I don't know. I don't know. I'm still here.
Mm.
Yeah, one thing that is interesting is you do address a lot of things in this book that I'm sure you like, man, this was unfortunate when this happened. Like, you even discussed the whole CEO situation. You discussed everything, you know, with Vlad. And one thing I wanted you to touch on more was getting on a better terms with Tia, right? Your child's mother. Because right. You guys are co-parenting successfully now. And I know a lot of people would love to know, how can I get over this? We hear so much drama with people raising kids and having to go through it. And you very publicly went through that. So how do you guys get on the same page and move past that?
To me, it was always, she loved a boy. She wanted to be with the boy. And a lot of times women don't know how to express themselves. But look at me, this Rosé, who wouldn't go through that? Angela, you would, come on. Come on, Angela, you know what you would do, this Rosé. Come on. But, you know, and she was there during when I had COVID. She was one of the ones who came over and brought me my ginger, boiled this, boiled that, and showed a lot of love. But once again, like I said, the things we go through, is it really an L after you've mastered it? Mm-hmm. After you've mastered it, I'm sure if I asked her to marry me today, she would say, I do. So after you go through certain things, is it really an L?
Mm.
A lot of times it may be something you don't understand at the time, or others may not understand. But hold your head up and go through it.
All right, we have more with Rosé when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Rick Ross. Charlamagne?
How did you feel, Ross, when Drake called you the greatest rapper alive?
You know, honestly, you know, I didn't just take that to my gut, because a lot of times we feel that way about a lot of different artists. And what I think that was he was sitting in the studio that night listening to that verse and that beat as he was writing his verse for the record that we got on his album. And when he made that statement, I took a picture with an artist he working with. And I think he may have been in the studio listening to that shit, saying, boy, Rosé the greatest, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't take it, you know, too serious. I just took it as, you know, that was that zone he was in at the time.
When you approach the studio, you don't feel that way? You don't want your name in those conversations?
That's cool when your name in those conversations. But when I approach the studio, I already know I'm the biggest boss. I already know what it is. I already know when I get on the record. It's hard for anybody to survive with Rosé on the record. But guess what? I done collaborated with some greats. Mm-hmm. I done collaborated with Hov, with Nas, with Kanye, with Drake, with Weezy, and the list goes on. And like I said, when you in a certain vibe, in a certain zone, I done got to the homie's verses and damn, I love how he did that. He killed that. And that's fine. But just honestly speaking, since me coming in the game at 06, me getting on records, you know, I done carried my weight the whole time. So that ain't even nothing that I'm really tripping about. When I get love from my brothers, that's always a genuine thing that you appreciate, but I give that love back. When I get those verses back, when I talk to the homie, when I do this, when I do that, last night when I was talking to Pharrell in the middle of the night, something else we got coming up, it's just, we give each other that love when you earn it.
When people talk about it, they be like, yo, Ross and Jay-Z made great records. Ross and Nas made great records. Ross and Drake made great records. The one constant in all those conversations is Ross.
Without a doubt.
So it's just like, yo, you have to put yourself in that same space with those greats, right?
I do get those conversations. It is people that tell me all the time, Rosé, you the greatest. Rosé, you the this. Rosé, you the that. Then ain't nobody ever been more consistent than Rosé on the feature. Rosé albums is this and that. Rosé, and those are legitimate feelings, but that ain't what I'm focusing on. Cause I still got some swag to give them. Mm. Richer than I ever been, for the most definitely drop bricks on the block. And if anybody was tripping or thinking it ain't finna come, it's finna come. And you gonna feel it. I still got work to do.
Out of those three, if you had the executive produce a whole project with one of them, which one would you choose? Jay, Nas, or Drake?
Drake. I take Drake.
Okay.
Because those are conversations for one, me and Drake, that, you know, a project, me and him having a project, those are conversations we've had. That's who I've spent the most time with. And I most definitely the sound. I would love to push, you know, from him rapping that hard shit to him harmonizing over that, you know, that melodic sound that I love as well. I would love to just try to push it even further. Mm. So yeah, I say Drizzy.
Yeah, I was saying this morning, I want to hear a Drake album executive produced by Kanye West. But man, I can imagine you in the studio too. Like, that would be something special.
You never know.
What were your thoughts watching all this Kanye and Drake back and forth and everybody on social media weighing in?
I was just enjoying it. I was smiling. You know, I never took none of that shit personal. Them dudes rich, man. I don't even think they tripping about that shit. I'm gonna just be honest. I don't think they tripping about that shit. Come on, man. Ye having listening events at the Mercedes-Benz, Don. And you know, you're doing this in memory of your mom. This in memory of your mom. To me, that's priceless. You got the world paying homage to the spirit and the legacy of your mother. That was the most important part of it to me. Mm-hmm. Then going to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where I'm sure 30 or 40, 50 years ago, a black man couldn't do nothing but sweep outside. And now he just sitting there not even talking to the crowd, to the audience, just giving you an opportunity to listen to the music. That was legendary. And nobody could take nothing away from that.
Yeah, I want to see them work together, man. I want to see a Kanye album written by Drake, and I want to see a Drake album produced by Kanye. That's what I want to see.
You know Rosé can make that call.
I think it's worth it, man. I think it's worth it.
Now, Rosé, speaking of partnerships, how important is it to have the right woman in your life by your side when it comes to supporting you and all these things that you're doing and you supporting her as well?
As you know, the older I get, the more valuable I understand a real woman, and that one woman is by your side. Because as a boss and as a grown man, when you stop playing those games, you falling asleep hearing those words being mumbled to you, hearing some of that great advice being whispered to you as you falling asleep can be so priceless. So I understand what it is. And I suggest, you know, as young hustlers and entrepreneurs, you live how you want to live until it's time to really commit to that one. And once you get that one, once you know you've got that one, you got a whole lot high.
What do you think is the best advice you've gotten from a woman you've dated?
That's a great question. I don't have none right off the top. I don't.
You've learned a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have. But I believe they may have learned a lot more from Rosé.
Now, Raw, what about the music, man? When Richer Than I Ever Been coming?
Expect to hear something from me in the next 2 weeks. You know, I'm happy Drizzy got his project out because I'm finna get ready and roll, you know what I mean? Next year, you know, I'm just excited for everything that's coming. But before the year out, you'll get richer than I ever been. So in the next 2 weeks, get ready. Get ready for a record, a single, some more details. It's time.
Your first deal with Def Jam, Ross, I was having a debate yesterday. You know, this is a little light hip-hop conversation. I always thought Hov was the one who signed you to Def Jam. Somebody told me last night it was Shakir. God bless the dead. Who was it?
Rest in peace, Shakir Stewart. Shakir Stewart is the one who did all the groundwork to get me in the Def Jam office. That's who flew to Miami as I was sitting in the studio at Circle House. And was because you got to remember at the time, it was a huge bidding war going on. And there was a lot of money on the table coming from, you know, 10 different labels. Mm-hmm. Shakir Stewart, the one that, because I wasn't just finna be flying out nowhere. I'm like, yo, Shakir Stewart, the one that came back and forth for I don't know how long and got me to come to Def Jam offices. And when I walked in with Shakir Stewart, it was Jay-Z and L.A. Reid sitting there. And we sat down and I was just like, you know, okay, what type of money we talking about? Okay, that's cool, but do y'all see my vision and my pace for how I move? Okay, that's cool too. Okay, Jay, I need you on this remix. Every day I'm hustling, baby, and we made everything happen, but most definitely, without a doubt, I would hang that medal around Shakir Stewart neck.
Okay, because I thought it was Bleak. They said, always heard the story about Bleak heard you and told Jay about you.
And that's true as well.
Okay.
That's true as well. Memphis Bleak and State Property was recording at Circle House Studios. And that's when we had a battle. We battled. It was myself versus State Property. And then Beans kind of just sat back and was watching. And Freeway and everybody else, it was just a lot of love. And this was around the time when Aaliyah was supposed to be flying back into Miami. That's when I heard about the Aaliyah situation. I was in the studio with State Property in Memphis Bleak and Rockefeller.
Wow. You know, when you talk about speaking things into existence, you know, I saw a video you did recently where you spoke about manifesting things into existence, and that's a chapter in the books. When you think about those times, you know, being in Circle House, did you envision all of this? Partners with 20 different businesses? You know, all the platinum plaques, the gold. Did you see all that?
I didn't. What I wanted to see was me get the opportunity to put my vision and my heart on the table. That's what I wanted to do, to get that opportunity to show these dudes how hard, you know, and what I was really about on the table. You know what I'm saying? Did I know it would get to this point? No, I didn't. I remember when I sat down with one of my business partners and he told me, this is going to be the most valuable asset you're a part of. And I remember laughing in his face. I said, boy, you must not know who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. I ain't a regular rapper. This ain't just show money and walk through money that you're talking to. And man, this shit different, Rosé. And I'm still going to get it. I still go get walk through money like I was only out for 2 years, 3 years. I don't believe in leaving nothing on the table. I believe in connecting with the streets, and it'll never change. Rosé gonna have a billion, and I'll still come do your walkthrough. You hear me?
I saw recently people were shocked that you fly private and that you have the John Deere and mow your own lawn. But when you read the book, you get to understand more of the mindset of why you do those things.
Right, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, let's remain hands-on. All y'all young hustlers that's listening to this, when you get home today, go clean that piss from behind your toilet. Go get that rust off the side of your mama's house. You feel me? We got to remain hands-on. Let's handle our business. Let's go and get it. Ain't nothing changing.
Right.
Well, make sure y'all go get The Perfect Day to Boss Up, Rick Ross's new book. My man Neil Belkin is on this. Yeah, Neil's a good person, man.
Very good.
A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire. Ross, you're one of my favorite people to watch, man. I love what you're doing, King.
You already know, man. The feeling's mutual. I'm always here. Let's keep going. Let's keep elevating, going to that next level, baby. And you need me, I got you.
Listen, as an entrepreneur myself, I did find some valuable tips in this book. So I want to thank you for writing this. You know, I'm all about studying what other people have done to become successful and learning all the time. And I agree with you on all of those aspects of being an entrepreneur. So I'm always learning too. I'm always a student. So thank you so much for this.
Man, I appreciate it. And I'm always remain a student of you guys. So here we are.
Yes, sir. It's Rick Ross. It's The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Thura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Big Boy. Now, he's been in this business for 30 years almost, and now he is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Drop on the clues bombs for Big Boy.
Well deserved.
He hosts the morning show on Real 92.3 in
LA. Yeah, well deserved.
Now, Dr. Dre is going to be presenting the award to him. He's one of his closest friends. And it's also going to take place on Big Boy's 52nd birthday. So congratulations to him. He posted, it's official. This is crazy. I still can't believe this. Thank you all. Hashtag Ida's son. And congratulations to him. This is all going to go down on his birthday. Actually, that's today. It's today, September 8th.
Yeah, today. Today's the day he gets to star. Yeah.
At 11:30 a.m. So you can watch it on the live stream, walkoffame.com.
That's a hell of a born day present. I wonder if that, like, is that, can you pick what date you want, or is that just a coincidence that happened?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they have the date set.
And that's 11:30 a.m. Not Eastern, though, right? Because they're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, probably not. It just says 11:30 a.m. on the post.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the West Coast.
I'm almost positive it's the West Coast.
Now, he also has his he also is unleashing his own off-air with Big Boy intimate interview series. He's going to be sitting with celebrities like Kevin Hart, George Lopez, Snoop, Tiffany Haddish, and more. He also has a segment called Flowers, where he'll be honoring other people for the work they've done throughout their career. So that's huge. That's going to start on October 7th. It will be interactive, and fans can also enjoy the experience live. All right. Now, Diddy, since we're talking about spreading love, has been spreading his love. And apparently there's pictures now that have leaked out where he's with Joy Chavez and they're kissing on his yacht in Italy. Now, you know, she's an amazing dancer, but she also has a child with Bow Wow, who's super cute. And she has a child with Future as well. So, I mean, I guess I don't know what's going on with the two of them, but I guess, you know.
Why did you just say
it's like they're pretty booed up.
Super cute, just randomly, just like that. I've never
heard
you say
their daughter's really cute together.
Oh, you said the daughter. I thought you said Bow Wow.
Yeah,
was super
I said
cute.
They have a daughter together. She's super cute.
Okay, okay.
If you see her,
I was like, wow, yeah.
They have their own TV show. You know, she has her own TV show coming. She's, you know, they always do these little dance videos together. Real cute little girl. So, yes, and if you guys recall, and this has been trending too, Bow Wow talks about how he learned to be a family with his children's mothers from Diddy.
My children's mother, they can call me for anything. I'm going to get it done. No matter what it is, we family, and I think that's important. And I got that from Puff. I learned a lot from Puff. Being around him, watching how he moves, and I'm always asking him questions like, how do you do it? How?
That's why you don't tell nobody who the plug is. Because then they want to bypass you and go straight to the plug.
Now, Diddy has also been linked to Young Miami recently, but I don't know if they're dating or what it is, but people were speculating that that was happening. So I saw she was trending along with this story as well.
Puff All Sugar right, Daddy.
Yeah. He's
Ain't he Puff Sugar Daddy? Life. Lord have
Brother
mercy.
Love. All right. Now, Rotimi is expecting his first child, and that's going to be with his fiance, Vanessa. And he posted it, and she posted it as well on social media. The greatest gift of all. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us. It is a true, true honor. We are overjoyed. She posted hashtag boy mom. And yes, and Rotimi was just recently on The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about how when he first met Vanessa, she knew that he was the one. And here's what he said. And she said she knew you were the one, like, right away.
Yeah, she did a video. She did an interview, I think, like, 2 weeks after we met. And she was just like, no, I found my husband. So everybody back home in Tanzania was like, girl, he's going to leave you. He's going to do this. And literally 2 years later, she posted that video with the engagement video.
Did you know that fast, too?
Yeah, I did.
That is so cute. So congratulations to Rotimi and Vanessa. They Absolutely. Got a little baby on the way.
So dope.
Dropping the clues bombs for Rotimi and Vanessa.
He posted, my greatest gift has been you. You changed my life, and now we are beautifully linked forever to raise a little us. I pray our son has your glow, your heart, your mind, and your spirit. I will protect you and our son with everything I have.
I love it.
Nothing All right. Like well, family. That is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
We need Texas Governor Greg Abbott to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little word with him, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The saga continues. Season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga, debuts on Hulu September 8th. The Wu-Tang Clan will have to overcome even more obstacles, odds, and past beef as they come together to create the iconic album Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Catch up with Season 1 now and stream new episodes of Season 2 on September 8th, only on Hulu.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Rock with the best.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Good morning. Donkey of the day for Wednesday, September 8th, goes to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Yesterday, Greg Abbott signed into law a bill that bans 24-hour and drive-through voting and imposes new hurdles on mail-in ballots and empowers partisan poll watches. Basically, it's just another voter suppression bill. Okay, it's a lot of those going around. All right, what's the number now? 17 states have enacted 28 new laws making it harder to vote. You Negroes and Negro lovers scared the hell out of the white man so bad in the last presidential election when y'all went out there and voted by mail in record numbers. Oh, more than half of these new laws make it harder to vote absentee and by mail. The white man said, F your stamps, F your envelopes, F your big ass lips and tongue you use to lick it and seal it. We want it stopped. Texas is just the latest Republican controlled state that is buying into the narrative that there was voter fraud and the election was stolen. So they had to take extreme measures to protect the ballot box from cheaters. Let's go to KXAS NBC 5 for the report, please.
The Texas elections bill that has made headlines for the last several months is officially law. Today, Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 1, also called the Election Integrity Protection Act of 2021. In Tyler, Texas. Opponents say the law restricts voters, and now several groups are challenging it in court.
The Texas law, it does make it easier than ever before for anybody to go cast a ballot. It does also, however, make sure that it is harder for people to cheat at the ballot box in Texas.
But opponents disagree, saying there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Texas and believe the new law will make it harder for the elderly, disabled, and people in urban communities to vote.
Black.
The new law bans drive-through voting and 24-hour voting, something that was popular in the Houston area during the 2020 election. It also requires mail-in voters to provide part of their ID or social security number, and anyone assisting someone filling out a ballot must submit paperwork on how they're related to the voter and recite an oath.
This is all about political power, people. Okay, a state like Texas is a rapidly changing state, and people of color make up damn near all of the population growth in Texas. And that growth is really concentrated in large cities that tend to vote Democrat. Public Enemy told us in 1990 that there was a fear of a black planet. Now it's a fear of a black, brown, and non-white planet, period. When you think of the fact that by 2045, they are predicting whites to be the minority. And when you think of the census poll that came out in June that shows white decline for the first time, okay, non-whites and Hispanics were a majority of people under the age of 16 in 2019. When you think about all that, then you know why all of this is happening. White fright, white fright, white fright. Okay, they are scared to lose their position of power in this country. I'm really just giving Donkey of the Day to Greg Abbott to remind y'all how cowardly Democrats are. Okay, they have tried every political strategy but courage. I keep telling y'all that. Governor Abbott is signing a voter suppression bill, and President Biden and Vice President Harris are just tweeting about it. Okay, President Biden tweeted, "We're facing an all-out assault on our democracy. We need to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act to protect the sacred right to vote." Vice President Harris tweeted, "The new voting law in Texas signed by Governor Abbott is one of the most restrictive in the nation. The bill limits the options that enable the historic number of Texans, especially citizens of color, to vote safely in our last election." Okay, the U.S. Senate must act to protect the voting rights of all Americans by passing the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act in tweet. My dear, dear Democrats, hope is not a strategy. Never has been, never will be. How can the president of the United States of America say that we are facing an all-out assault on our democracy and not act like it? Okay? And not do nothing but tweet about it. If there was an all-out assault on America, America would retaliate swiftly and with force. But an all-out assault on what is supposed to be the cornerstone of democracy, which is voting, just garners a couple of tweets. Let me guess. The way to beat voter suppression is to go out and vote in record numbers next year. We need the largest voter turnout in history to beat voter suppression. That has been the play every election cycle. Oh, and never mind the fact we haven't gotten any of the aforementioned voter rights laws passed. Never mind the fact we didn't get the George, Floyd Policing Act passed. You know, we just got to beat voter suppression. Okay? That has been the play every election. All right? Every election. None of that matters. We haven't done anything for you, okay, but we need to galvanize in massive numbers to go out there and save America. Mm-hmm. Why am I so hard on Democrats about this? It's one reason and one reason only. Because Democrats have tried every political strategy but courage. Mm-hmm. Democrats can vote to get rid of the filibuster, but Democrats like Joe Manchin don't want to vote to get rid of the filibuster. And if they voted to get rid of the filibuster, the Biden administration could get some things done because the filibuster is what is used to block most of Biden's agenda. So the economy, voting rights, police reform, all of that could be passed if they got rid of the filibuster. Why? Because the Democrats have a majority that depends on a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. If they got rid of the filibuster, they could pass legislation without Republicans. But they don't want to do that because they're cowards. Don't tell me there's an all-out assault on democracy if you aren't doing everything in your power to protect it. How are you constantly saying we have to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act? We have to pass the For the People Act. How are those things going to get passed? How? You want the same people who are clearly for voter suppression to vote against their own interests? The John Lewis Voting Rights Bill passed the House with 219 Democrats in favor and all, I repeat, all 212 Republicans opposed. So why in the hell would you think it would pass through the Senate? But if Democrats had some courage and they actually cared about the people who vote for them, they would vote to get rid of the filibuster, pass the laws they need to pass. And I promise you, if they did that, they wouldn't have to beg us to go vote. We would go vote because we are seeing what we are voting for, and that's results. But at this point, with 17 states enacting 28 new laws to make it harder for cheaters to vote, only thing I can think of is this is above us now. Kathy Griffin, could you please do the honors and give Governor Greg Abbott the biggest hee-haw?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you wanna know? Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, what's your question for you?
Oh, my God. Nikki. First of all, I want to say, I listen to y'all every morning, and I want to say I love all you guys. Charlamagne, I really love you.
I love you more.
Okay, but my question is, I met this guy where I work at, and I went out with him the same day, and then a week later, I had sex with him. And now okay. I feel like he's not wanting to take me out. He just want to cook. We cook at, you know, his place and stuff like that. So I want to retract that back because I feel like he just want to, you know, do that. But he's saying he has fun with me and he want to take me out, but he's not.
All right. Well, you can't retract that. You already did it. So what's done? Okay. But you still are going to his house and cooking and everything, right?
Yeah.
And how often do you see each other?
We don't see each other like every day because of my schedule with my kids and his schedule. And that's his other thing. He was like, I don't know your schedule with you and your kids and stuff like that. And I'm like, he was like, well, send me your schedule.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Nikki, you might be overthinking this.
You know what? I am an overthinker. You're right.
Because I'm going to be honest, we're adults, right? So if you meet somebody, you have sex with them a week later, he also had sex with you. So you could be judging him for that as well. And so I feel like what's going to happen is going to happen at this point. You did it. Be unapologetic about it. Own it. Y'all had sex the week after you met because you guys were that attracted to each other. It's not like he ghosted you. He's still talking to you. He asked to know your schedule.
Yep, he did not ghost me. And actually, as a matter of fact, I just talked to him last night. And he was like, you got some of the best, you know what, that I've had. So
lies.
All right. No, it's not a lie. Look, you guys have chemistry with each other. You clearly have some strong chemistry. What happened, happened. Now, your main thing is you want him to take you out, right? You don't want to just be going over there and cooking and just be in the house. So plan something. Invite him out.
Okay.
Why don't you tell him, yo, I really want to see Candyman. Let's go to the movies. Like, you make a plan because he said he doesn't know your schedule and you do have children. So being respectful of that, maybe he's, you know, not able to make those plans. Maybe you're not available at certain times. So I suggest that you bring it up to him and say, yeah, I'm Dynasty Candyman. Let's go see it together. Something like that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, yeah. Mama. But maybe not Candyman. Yes. Candyman might be a little too scary.
Listen, scary movies are great. But listen, first of all, a black woman directed it, Nia DaCosta, so let's support her. Secondly, there's nothing more fun than going on a date and getting your adrenaline going by watching a little horror movie so you could grab onto him.
I know one thing. If that Poom Poom was as good as she said it is, he'd be over there cooking for her.
You know what, Charlamagne? That's why I said I love you. Because I feel the same way.
It sounded to me like he put one hand on your back, one hand on your frontal, and bam, 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 bam. That would have sounded like
well,
to
girl,
me.
Well, girl, he ain't ghosted. You guys are still communicating. It's still kind of early stages. You guys are figuring each other out, and you're giving yourself too hard of a time by judging your own self.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Can I shout out my... What is it? Everybody shout out their Instagram. Can I do that?
Oh, go ahead, girl.
Yes, Nikki.
It's your black planet. Shout your black planet out, mama.
Okay, it's Lanique Cosmetic. L-A-N-I-Q Cosmetic. I'm a makeup artist and a hairstylist.
All right. We'll look for you on Black
you,
Planet.
Nikki.
Okay.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your question for Yee, bro?
Yeah, I was just, I'm going through a divorce, and some people have been telling me, like, she's got plans on not re-signing the lease for the house and all this, and I'm just wondering if I should still pay the rent.
So what is the reason for the divorce? You're saying it's because she won't admit things? Or did you have some part in this as well?
No, like, we went through marriage counseling a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made her get a personal counselor also. She always comes back with a problem, like, trying to find what's wrong with me after she has her first.
Well, I'm sure you both have issues, right? As we all do.
Well, no, I'm fine. I go to work, you know what I'm saying? I come home, cook, clean, I take her on a date. I don't know what the issue is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
are you hoping to work things out?
No.
No, you're not.
I mean, if she admitted that she was wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sir, can you admit any, but what is her problem with you? Because you keep on talking about she needs to admit she's wrong. She does this, she does that. I asked you, have you contributed to this in any way? Are you perfect? And you pretty much acted like you haven't contributed to any of the problems in the relationship.
So first I went, she's real into the church and everything, and I go to church with her son, but I guess I'm not reaching that spiritual expectation for her fast enough. And yeah, that's one thing. And then, you know, I don't know, I always ask for time, but she never has time for me. You know what I'm saying? I know that's usually something a woman wants, but like, I'd expect time from my wife, you know?
Right. Okay, so she's leaving you is basically why this divorce is happening. Or you're leaving her, because you've said you had a lot of issues with her.
Well, I told her I was going to leave her so many times, so I guess she's affected by that.
That will do it.
But we never got...
not good for your...
We never got to the point where I said... Why I said I was leaving, you know?
Why were you threatening to leave her?
Just on the choices she made.
It sounds like you guys have had a breakdown in communication because you've never even expressed to her what it is that is making you want to leave, right? You said you've never even gotten to that point. But as far as you guys getting a divorce, you're saying that there's no going back. You don't want to be together.
I mean, I would if she wants me to chase her still. Like, she's not willing to sacrifice anything. It's like the way she thinks is the man supposed to do the chasing. But my whole family's telling me to leave, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows how she is. But it's like when you get married, you don't want to get a divorce.
You don't want to give up, right?
Your anniversary. Yeah.
And you guys did go to counseling. That didn't help.
Yeah, twice. And the first guy, he told me to just take this opportunity and run because it'll be 65 before we ever became financially stable or happy.
I just want to say this. Your main thing today is you want to know about whether or not you should pay these bills for the last month because of getting a new lease, right?
Right, because she went and told some people And they told me that she's getting a lawyer and doing all this other stuff. And I
don't understand why y'all are not talking to each other about this and why are other people involved. I just don't understand that. But I will say this. If you feel like there's a chance that you can work things out, or if you guys are trying to do that, right? I don't think that not paying the bills is the answer. That feels like being petty. And y'all at one point did love each other. And so I would rather you end things on a good note than doing things, because it feels like you would be doing that really to hurt her.
Nah, it's just why I don't want to be stuck in a financial situation where I can't provide for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
So how would you pay the bills if you guys were staying together?
I mean, we had a plan. Like, I pay these bills, she pays these bills, but she just started her job last week after being off work from the family.
Okay, if I were you, I would stick to the plan that you guys have for now while you figure out what it is that you're trying to do. If there's certain bills that she should be paying, she should pay those. If there's certain bills that you're supposed to be paying, don't stop doing that. Handle your responsibilities.
Well, let me tell you, she done packed everything up and threw away. It's like she's moving out. So I'm like, That's why I'm so confused.
Right. It feels like you're hurt about that, and this is your response. If things can't be worked out, these bills still have to get paid. And if it's in your name, that is going to reflect on your credit as well. So you have to figure out a plan financially.
True, right?
So don't put yourself in an even worse position. Handle those responsibilities. Get your financial plan together. Whether or not you two are going to end up together, you still have to take care of that. You still have your own credit to worry about. Don't demolish that in an effort to hurt her.
True that. That's what I call.
I want to recommend that you continue to go to counseling for yourself. If this couple's counseling isn't working, it's not happening for you, continue to go for yourself, because I can tell just by hearing your voice that your spirit feels like it's broken. It feels like you're really hurt right now and you don't know what to do. But I think you should really continue to do that for you so you can be there for your family, for your children.
True that. I appreciate that.
All right. I wish you the best of luck. And just remember, handle your responsibilities. Take care of you. And there's nothing wrong with you feeling like you need to talk to somebody if you need help.
Thank you.
Okay, All right. You're welcome.
Ask E, 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and Kanye has said, stop texting. Go find God. Find out who he fired in this manner.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Well, Drake is teaming up with ESPN and he's going to be curating music for the upcoming season of Monday Night Football. So congratulations to him. That's huge.
NFL right? starts tomorrow.
He's going to feature his newest songs and possibly some classics. And he has more than enough material for that. So, it starts tomorrow, 8:20. The Cowboys versus the Buccaneers is when
my Dallas Cowboys. We start our road to the Super Bowl. We start our road to the Super Bowl tomorrow, baby. We out here, Cowboy Nation, dropping the clues bombs for the Cowboys. Damn it!
Thank you, Red. Thank you, Red.
Drop one of the goddamn clues bombs for the Cowboys. You disrespectful Giants fans in here, okay?
I don't think Red's a Giants fan, but thank you, Red.
Who's your team, Red? You like the Jets. Okay, he don't even count. Don't even talk.
Nah, he don't even count.
You just be quiet the whole NFL season.
All right, now, in the meantime, Kanye has fired one of his engineers who worked on Donda. Now, the messages all start with Kanye texting this person at 9:34 a.m., good morning, let's work. Then 2 hours later, there was no response. So then they said he texted, you're fired, go home. Now, the person who is the engineer on the receiving end of this then responded, I'm really sorry. I have no excuse. I set an alarm for 7:30 a.m. And for whatever reason, my phone wasn't alerting me. I woke up at 11:08 to miss calls and got dressed as fast as I could. Lou was already on his way to get Boogs and they just got here. I didn't call back right away because I was in a panic trying to find a ride. I know this is unacceptable. I'm sorry. And Kanye responded, stop texting. Go find God. Come back after you found God.
Damn.
Ouch.
No. Kanye has all right. I mean, if you're an engineer, you're supposed to be at work at a certain time. You're not there at that time. You know, he has the right to do what he wants to do.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's his business. I'm sending Kanye West healing energy always, but yeah, he definitely has
not the engineer. You got to send engineer healing energy.
I'm sending. Well,
but maybe he's not really fired because he can say he found God because he did say come back after you found God.
That is true.
How do you find God? Do you bring him in a bag? He's like, hey, look what I found. Like, come on, God is not lost, people. We are.
Right. It doesn't feel like that's a final thing if he says come back after you found God because he did say come back.
Yeah.
All right. And the BMW that Tupac was shot and killed in is now for sale. And they're saying it's about $2 million. It's a 1996 BMW 750iL. Did I say that right, Envy?
Yes.
All right. So they said, you know, the bullet holes, they said, have been repaired. And they're saying it's restored to its original condition. So now they're asking for $1.7 million for that car. I don't know.
Why would you want that?
Yeah, that I mean, it is a part of hip hop history, but why would you want that?
You know what?
Like, why would you want that? You know,
it's strange, and right? Because people walking around with crosses on, people wear crosses, right? And that's what, you know, Jesus died on. So, you know, in a way, I always think that's strange. So, I mean, is it kind of like the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. You're comparing Tupac to Jesus, but
no, I'm saying that somebody died on a cross and Pac died in the car. Why would you want either one of those things? Is what I'm saying.
I think it should be in
the
museum.
Cross.
Like you see all the, you see the cars where the presidents got shot and killed. So you should see that in a museum. I think it would be dope to have some type of hip hop museum. You have that car there, maybe.
Why?
Different jewelry and artifacts from things. It's just a little bit of everything.
Why have an artifact of trauma? Why?
All right. And the Notorious B.I.G., the apartment that he lived in has hit the market for $1.7 million. So that, by the way, that apartment has also been lived in by somebody else and owned by somebody else since then. It's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom duplex. And the home was even featured in the documentary Biggie, The Life of Notorious B.I.G. That apartment now rents the one that he grew up in for more than $4,000 a month. Now, the person who owns the one that they're selling gave the whole house a gut renovation after purchasing it in 2011. So, I don't know. I mean, that's another part of history, I guess. And Trick Daddy was recently on Drink Champs, and he was talking about doing a versus. Who could you see him doing a versus against? They wanted him to go up against Boosie, and here's what he said.
They wanted me to do a versus with Boosie, and I was like, nah, like, Boosie, that's my dog.
Right.
That's and everybody was like, oh, it's good for hip-hop. No. If I do you a versus, right, I'm going to smash your ass.
Right, right.
I'm not coming out there playing, because you're not going to play with me.
Right.
And plus, Billboard and all the other magazines, they're going to chart this. They're gonna rate a winner and a loser.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. say the second place is the first one to lose, and I'm not gonna be first one to lose.
Boosie and Trick Daddy would be one of the most hilarious verses of all time. Okay. To see
conversations alone.
Yes, they would.
Man, to see Boosie's reaction to Trick saying he likes to get eight out would be worth the price of admission.
Oh, okay. And Polo G was arrested.
That's all you want to see, huh?
A weapons charge, according to law enforcement sources. They told TMZ he was arrested Monday afternoon in downtown LA. Cops said they found him carrying a concealed firearm, which is a felony. Polo G was a passenger in a car that was pulled over. Now, the firearm was found in the car. So a male juvenile was also arrested and booked on that same charge. So we don't know that it was his or how this is going to happen. But the arrest is nearly 3 months after his album release party. He was arrested in Miami, remember, for allegedly attacking a cop. They also found two handguns inside a bag after the Cadillac he was riding in was pulled over for blackout tinted windows. And he was also a passenger during that stop. So we'll see what happens.
That's usually protocol when they pull somebody over. Nobody claims the gun. They arrest everybody.
Everyone gets arrested.
Exactly. Yes. And that's ridiculous for them not to claim that gun. Why would y'all let Polo G go to jail? Okay.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Somebody got to protect the bag.
Well, maybe he didn't claim it as of yet. Maybe they go downtown, speak to a lawyer, and then he claims it. You don't know.
Yeah, but that's too late at that point.
Like, no, it's not. They're going to get out. You're going
to
get out.
Man, I've been in that situation twice. Once you get to that jail cell, like if that person didn't do it before they took y'all from the scene, all of y'all getting charged.
All right. Well, thank you, Yee, for that rumor report. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody in the D Detroit. What up, though? I want to shout out to Jay Neely and Justin. They bring me down here a lot to do a lot of parties, and I do so much in Detroit. So does Yee. I know we own property out here. We do investments out here. I'm having my car show out here. So for my birthday, they gave me my own pair of Cartier lenses. Like, you know, those Cartier lenses are like big in Detroit. What do they call you?
Buffs.
The buffs. They gave me a pair of buffs. That's what they call Cartier lenses. So I was very excited about that. So I got my first pair of Cartier lenses. So shout to those brothers, and I appreciate them holding me down every time I come to Detroit.
All right. Shout out to Jay Neely. Shout out to everybody out there.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Private Label Detroit, my store in Detroit, where you can go and buy some hair right now in 8 Mile and Dequindre.
What time is it open?
10 a.m. And we are still looking for a manager and an employee. So I know
how much they paying.
People are looking for jobs right now, so this is the time.
All right, I might stop.
It depends on what position you get.
I might give me a wig or something on my way back. All right, well, shout to Rick Ross for
a blonde wig or something. Get you a blonde headband wig. It'd be cute. Little switch it up.
Nah, yeah, maybe I'll grab it on the way in. Now, well, also,
once you get you a blonde headband wig, Envy.
Why you want me to switch it up for you?
That'd be cute to see you come in here with the blonde headband wig on.
The thing about the headband wig is that you got to have that little leave out in the front, and I don't know if Envy has enough.
He can draw it on you. Come on, stop. Don't disrespect his artist like that. You know he can draw that on.
But I did take into consideration that Envy does like the lace front beard, so we're working on that.
True.
Good.
True.
Good, good, good. Well, shout to Rick Ross. Speaking of lace front beard, shout to Rick Ross for joining us this morning.
Oh, why you did that? Wow.
Disrespectful. Ross, you hear him? That's disrespectful.
Shout to Rose, man. Shout to Rick Ross for joining us this morning. And make sure you pick up his book.
That's right. His book is out right now. It is called The Perfect Day to Boss Up, A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire. Salute to my dude, Neil Belkin, man. Him and Rick Ross always create great magic together. It's a great read.
When we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, and I got to salute Anita Kopacz, man. Shallow Waters is available everywhere you buy books right now, man. It's a great fictional book about the Yoruban deity of the sea, Yemiya. I love the energy that is providing to the ecosystem right now. So make sure you go grab a copy of Shallow Waters by Anita Kopacz, available everywhere you buy books. And my positive note is simply this: I have never met a strong person with an easy pass. Be proud of your scars and the fact that you're still standing.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.